Hey everyone, it's that time of the week again. It's time for Get to Know Night, the weekly show where you ask me questions and I answer them to the best of my ability. This week we have, as always, tons of questions, so I'm going to jump right into it. The first question is from Anonymous. They ask, why do you think you like to spoil a baby or show so much love for any girlfriend you have? I think it comes down to appreciation. Like spoiling, babying, and showing affection is a way of showing appreciation, so I think that's why I do it. Let's see. Anonymous asks, would you do another Virgin Audio like you did in the past? Yes or no? I think I would. Yeah, for sure. At some point, I'd probably do another one. I have a lot of things that I need to get caught up on. Let's see. Anonymous, when was the last time you made a wish on a shooting star? Do you even believe in that kind of stuff? I made a wish a long time ago. I think I was really little. But I think I've probably only seen a handful of shooting stars in my life, which I know they're fairly common, actually, if you're in a place that doesn't have, like, a lot of light pollution, but I've only seen maybe about, I would say conservatively, like, 5 in my whole lifetime. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know if the wish will come true, but I definitely have made a wish on a shooting star. Anonymous asks, do you like full lips on a female, or does that not really matter to you? I don't think it really matters to me. I feel like in this day and age, people are, like, getting lip fillers and injections and all this stuff, and I feel like it's really unnecessary. That's just my personal opinion. Let's see. Do you believe, Anonymous asks, do you believe beauty comes in all shapes and sizes? Of course I do. Yeah. I don't think there's one prototypical archetype of what is beauty. Yeah, I don't think that's true. I think beauty comes in all shapes and sizes. There's not like one thing that you're like, that's the perfect body type or that's the perfect face structure or whatever. Like, you can be beautiful in any way. Let's see. Any personal ghost stories? I think I have quite a few. I think, I used to live in a house that was, the mirrors were haunted. You would feel really unsettled if you, like, looked in a mirror too long. The lights would, like, flicker weirdly, and there'd be, like, weird handprints on the walls and stuff like that. Didn't really bother me too much. I mean, it probably should have bothered me more, but I wasn't really fazed by it. I didn't think it was a bad ghost. I just thought it was just slightly haunted. Let's see. Are you as sweet as you are in real life as you are online? I'm not saying you're perfect, none of us are, but I don't know. I feel like you're a very sweet and kind person. I like to think I am. I try to live very kindly. I try to be kind and, you know, sweet. I think those are important things to have, like qualities. Anonymous asks, you say you talk differently to different people. When you're doing audios or talks on Twitch, is that your real voice? I mean, it. Let's just say, is there not like a real. Is there a voice I do that isn't a real voice? That's like. When you talk to people, you aren't actively changing your voice. You're adjusting to the interaction you're having, you know? Like. The way you talk to your parents is different than the way you talk to your friends and stuff like that. So, it is definitely my real voice. Like right now I'm talking with my real voice. I don't see this voice as being a facade or anything or not as genuine as any other iteration of the way I talk. So, yeah, it's a long answer, but yeah. Anonymous asks, you said you like flannel shirts. Do you think flannel shirts are sexy on females? Yeah, I think flannel's cute. I don't know. I've been really partial to flannel all my life, so I'm fairly partial to it now. Anonymous says, I know you said your parents didn't know what you do for work, and your friends, except for one or two, might kind of know what you did. But if they did actually know what you did for work, both the safe and not safe for work audios, do you think they'd be shocked or disappointed in your job choice? I think my friends wouldn't care. I think ultimately they would just be like, they wouldn't be all that surprised. My parents, I think, would be both shocked and disappointed. I don't think they'd be really thrilled about my job prospects. They would want me to be doing something very different. Let's see. Anonymous asks, how do you get in the mindset to record not safe work audios? I think the best way for me is like trying to find the like core of what it's about, you know? Think it's a truth for any kind of audio. Not safe work, safe work. I think it's all about this. It's all the same. It's like trying to find the kernel of truth in the center of it to then build the rest of it around. Because if there's no kernel of truth, then it's very hollow, I guess. Like it's not, it doesn't feel genuine. So I think that's the hardest part of any kind of audio recording is just finding that, like, what is this thing that I'm going to hold on to that I'm going to build the rest of the experience around? And then when I have that, then it's super easy to build the rest of it. But without that, like, center bit, it feels really challenging sometimes. But yeah, that's, I mean, I guess not safe work, the only difference is it, the kernel has to be then married with eroticism, whereas when I do like safe work audios, it's more about caring and compassion, and that doesn't necessarily need to, it doesn't require as much mental work to be empathetic as it does to convey like eroticism. I feel like that's a good answer. I don't know. I hope you enjoyed it. Let's see. Anonymous says, have you slept with a virgin? Also, do you consider turn off if your girlfriend was a virgin? Like, are you the type of guy to say it's too complicated, or you make her feel really good and take your time? Thank you if you're answering. Hope you have an amazing day. I think there's nothing wrong with having sex with someone who hasn't had sex before. I think in those interactions, you're very lucky. You get to take them on a journey and be like their guide to what is a formative experience in their life. And you should treat that with like a certain level of reverence and care. Because it is a form, like your first sexual experience is pretty formative. So if someone's willing to trust you with it, then that's more like of an honor than it is more anything else. Like you shouldn't, it shouldn't be something that's like, oh, it's work. Like you should be like, oh, well, that's actually really sweet that you would consider doing that with me. Let's see. What topic can you spend hours on end talking about? Ooh, I don't know. I feel like I've talked hours on end about a lot of things. I wanted to do a series about Disney. And I don't know if I was going to do it on Patreon or on YouTube. I wasn't sure. But it was just going to be like going through each of the parks and talking ad nauseum about each ride and like, I just basically doing everything Disney in terms of the parks. So that was something I thought about doing. I haven't done it yet, but it was something I was considering to be like a part series. It would be hours. It'd be many hours of just Disney rambles. I don't know how interested people would be in that, but I was it's just something I've been considering. Something I was thinking about. Let's see. If you went, Anonymous says, if you went on a date with a girl or someone you were dating and they weren't wearing any makeup except for lip gloss, would you mind? Of course not. Like you wear as much or as little makeup as you feel comfortable with. I don't think there's any mandate that you need to be made up to a certain degree, to be beautiful or to be in like you don't, if you're going on a date, it doesn't mean you have to be completely made up. If you're comfortable not wearing, like being completely barefaced on a date, then who am I to say that you need to be wearing makeup, you know? And with that, That wraps up this episode of Get to Know Night. As always, if you have a question, there should be a link in the description down below. But yeah, if you're curious and you want to ask me a question, feel free. And I will talk to you again next Monday. Have a good week, everyone.